لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, in the mid of holy month of Ramadan, the month of practicing the piety, a month to achieve the various grades of piety, I ask myself and request all of you to practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. A great opportunity is open, and every day we are passing through the days that are days of opportunity. When opportunity comes, one needs to take benefits of that, because opportunities are like clouds, as Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam has said, that take benefits of the opportunities, otherwise opportunities are going to go like clouds, they are not going to stay forever. There is a great opportunity. Days and nights are best of the days and nights, hours are best of the hours. And we are blessed to be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is showering the blessings during this month. Let us take benefits of that. And as we are approaching to the best of the nights of holy month of Ramadan, I would like to just go through the surah that is Surah Qadr. In today's sermon and in next upcoming sermon, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-qadr, surely we have revealed that in the night that is called night of Qadr. Wama adraka ma laylat al-qadr, and what do you know what is Laylatul Qadr? First of all, as it's obvious that Allah has used two different terminologies in Quran about revelation. One is Inzal, and second is Tanzil, and both have different reasons. When it's been said anzalnahu, we have revealed. That means there is a inzal, that is at once, as whole. So Quran was revealed twice, according to history and also according to the Quranic verses. Inna anzalnahu, we have revealed a whole Quran. Fi laylatil qadr. That is how this night it becomes very important night. A very blessed night, that during this night Allah sent down the final scripture, a guidance to the mankind, and the representative of the mankind, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And how do we know that night of Qadr is in the month of Ramadan? When you look at this verse, it's been said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Not been mentioned anything about month of Ramadan. We have sent this book in Laylatul Qadr. So when is Laylatul Qadr? Then we look at another verse of Quran, which says, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Month of Ramadan is the month when Quran was revealed. If you put together these two verses, because Quran is not something that you can understand from one verse and other. Quran is something that you need to take as a whole package. Quran is a package. It's not something that if you read one verse and try to understand that as whole. No, it's going to be a wrong concept. And unfortunately, many people, they are living in the misconceptions, and they are being misled when they start looking at one part of the Quran and they don't look at the rest of the parts of Quran. So Quran is a whole package, as Islam is a whole package. Islam is also not a part time. If somebody likes to practice one of the practices and leave rest of the practices, it's not going to be Islam. It's just going to be something that it's their own wishes, their own religion, that is individual religion. It's not religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we cannot practice, then also we need to take it as whole package. Accept it as a whole package. Yes, it's not maybe possible sometimes that we can practice every single thing. Sometimes there are people, those who are lacking in that. But in order to submit, they need to submit before Islam as a whole, not only few parts of Islam. Otherwise they are going to be living in the misconceptions again. So when you put these two verses together, one says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Second says, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. By putting both together, we can understand that Laylatul Qadr is in the holy month of Ramadan. In order to know that when and what part of holy month of Ramadan, of course, the Quran is not a book of history. It just gives principles. It is going to say general concepts, and one needs to find in the ahadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now when we like to see, Allah has said, we have revealed, we have sent down. What it means, sent down? There are two meanings of that. One, that we think that there is something up and then it has come down. Of course, there is nothing up. We are not thinking that it's coming from the skies, because Quran has not been sent down from the skies. It has been sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what it means when we say anzalnahu? It means that when something is on the highest level before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is language of Allah, these are speeches of Allah, in order that a human being can understand that, it had to be revealed. It had to be sent down to the level of our mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to the mental level of human being, that a human being can understand Quran. Otherwise, how that was possible? One who cannot understand speech of a scientist, one who cannot understand the speech of a philosopher, one who cannot understand the speech of a logical person, how that would be possible that he couldn't understand the speech of that highest authority in this world that has given sciences and knowledge to this world, the one who's creator of all these sciences, how that would be possible for us that we can understand? That is why he made it that it can be understood. He made it that it can be kitabun mubin, a clear book. La rayba fi, without any doubts. He made it as a book of guidance. He made it easier. Walaqad yassarna al-Qur'an. He made it easier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything easier that we can understand. And then he sent down through the personality who is Hakim, a wise personality, a chosen one, Sayyidul Anbiya, Khatamul Anbiya, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And third, that what it means when we say Laylatul Qadr. What it means, Qadr. In Quran there are few meanings that are being said for Qadr, and it's been used for those meanings. One is in the meaning of status and position. For example, in Quran it's been said, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. People, they do not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is important, as He has the status. People, they cannot realize the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one, we can say Laylatul Qadr, a night that is night of a great status, a highest status. That is one of the meaning of Laylatul Qadr. Second meaning, it's been said in the sense of destiny or destination, as it's been said about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam when he reached to the Kohitur, Ji'it ala qadri ya Musa. You have reached to a destination, O Musa. You have reached destination. Sometimes it's in the meaning of destination. So that means this night is night of destiny. Laylatul Qadr is a night of destiny. When the destiny of the people for all their life or for the night or for the year that is coming year, it's going to be written down. It's night of destiny. Then it's so, it's very important. Third meaning, it's in the meaning of shortening something or limiting something. When you put limits on something, then it's also called qadr. وَمَا قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُ. Sometimes it means هُوَ الَّذِي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He likes, He opens the door of sustenance and closes. So in that meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala limits the sustenance of people during this night, Laylatul Qadr, that means He is going to limit everything that He's going to provide during this year. That is another meaning. According to all these meanings, and there can be another meaning, that is measurement, in the meaning of measurement, that Allah puts measures during this night. If we look at all these meanings, brothers and sisters, and conclude that, we can understand that it's the highest status night, it's night of the destiny and power for human being, and that is a night of measurement and limitation of either our life, our sustenance, our blessings. We need to be really careful about that night, because this night is night to thank for the blessing that is being sent down. When it's been said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, then one needs to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing such a great blessing of Quran. and night of worship, because of the night that we need to be grateful for the blessing of Quran. And then in the second verse it's been said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. If it's the highest status night, then how a human being would be able to understand? It's not possible for anybody that one can understand what is Laylatul Qadr. It's word of Allah. That knowing about Laylatul Qadr is not possible. How you can know that what is night of Qadr? Yes, then it's been explained later on, but that explanation is not explanation that it gives a real picture that one can completely understand what it means. It's been said equality of that, in order that we can understand. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It's better than 1,000 months. It's not a definition. It's been said equivalence, because we need to understand, of course. We are familiar with the months and the years and times and days. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It's better than 1,000 months. Inshallah, we'll speak next week about the rest of the verses of Quran from Surah Qadr. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make the mid of holy month of Ramadan as the days of blessings. May Allah shower the blessing upon all mu'mineen and mu'minat. May Allah send peace and blessing upon mu'mineen and awliya. May Allah prolong life of our maraji and leader. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the life of our Islamic government. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal-akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طالب الدعوة والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, as after mid of holy month Ramadan, there are many events, and the month it becomes full of the events. We start from Ayyamul Bid, that is already started. 13th of holy month Ramadan is the beginning of those bright days, Ayyamul Bid. There are very important days and nights, and there are certain a'mal and practices that are being said for these special nights, night of 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then we reach to the a day which is very important day, and they have made a holy month of Ramadan, as in the month of Rajab, we have mid of Rajab. In a month of Sha'ban, then there is mid of Sha'ban, and then month of Ramadan, again it becomes a very special day, mid of holy month of Ramadan. There can be certain reasons, but whenever we reach to the mid of anything, that is peak time of that event, and when holy month of Ramadan also reaching to its midst, that means we are reaching to the peak time of this month. And after practicing the worships and the whole world that was in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world has been filled with the blessing. So today, the Islamic world and world of faith has become just like a paradise. It's a heaven where there are completely blessings. Day and night are full of the blessings. If we give that resemblance to the heaven, because heaven is a place where there will be only obedience. There cannot be any disobedience. So there is the perfect meaning of holy month of Ramadan, and when we reach to the mid of holy month of Ramadan, and on the mid of holy month of Ramadan, we have birth of our second Imam, Hassan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to say congratulations to all Mu'mineen Mu'minat, congratulations to Imam of the Age. I hope that we will take benefits of the life of the second Imam, and especially events that are going to be organized, being part of that and taking benefits of the speeches of great scholars in order to learn about Aimma alayhim salam. And alhamdulillah, this time we had great opportunity of having scholars speaking about all Aimma alayhim salam and their life in depth in last 14 to 15 days. And if one wanted to take really benefit of this whole package, it was a really great opportunity. And if we could not, then still it's recorded. Go and learn from that. It's really great that you will not be able to learn in just few speeches the concept of life of Aimma alayhim salam, but this was the opportunity being provided, that a whole history in brief that has been said, and not only history, but the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and their special parts of their life are being mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him for this great opportunity he provided to the community. As we are organizing an interfaith program, interfaith iftar, that was tradition in the past as well, that we used to invite rest of the communities to the center, that they can be part of holy month Ramadan, and they can get message, they can understand what are the essence of this holy month. It's really important that if you have your colleagues, if you have people working in your office, in your business, friends or families, invite them in this event. That maybe this can be just a first step, that they would be able to learn about Islam, and this can be just an opening. By just one step that you give an invitation, you will be able to give invitation towards Islam. Their participation in this dinner, it can be opening, a great opening for their whole life. And if you guide just one person, you can just imagine how important is that. According to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it is said that if you start saying equivalence of that, if you put in the reward of that everything in this world, whatever it's under the sky and on this earth, then also it cannot be equal to that. And Quran has spoken about that. Man ahya nafsa ka'annama ahya an-nasa jami'a. If somebody gives life to just one person, it's like giving life to whole humanity. So that is how it's important that if you invite rest of the mu'mineen. We also have event of Day of Quds that is going to be in the last week of holy month of Ramadan. And in these special circumstances, I would like to request all community, brothers and sisters, children, families, let us get together, youth, that they need to think that this event is their event, and they need to stand together and let us show our solidarity with our Muslim brothers and sisters in all over the world, all the oppressed of the world, not only Muslims, all oppressed people of the world. Let us stand with them on the Day of Quds. And unfortunately, after passing many, many years, one is just still doubtful that should we go to this protest or we should not. It's really unfortunate that after passing 33 years or more than that, still one is living in illusion and confusions. How long we are going to live in this kind of the situation, when we are get out of those confusions and we would realize that how important is participation on the day of and the Day of Quds. I hope inshallah this year, after we have realized that whatever it is taking place in anywhere in the world, and all the problems and difficulties of Muslim Ummah, there are because of the root of cause, it's Israel. When we have realized that, it's our responsibility that we need to show together and stand together and give our solidarity with our mu'mineen and muslimin, and especially follow the path of our leader as a marja, as waliye faqih, as the representative of imam. As he said that it's Day of Islam, it is responsibility of all the Muslims that they need to stand together. Let us follow this responsibility and feel that Day of Quds is our responsibility. Our mu'mineen, they organize a julus and procession on the day of the martyrdom of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. In the downtown of Houston, I would also like to urge mu'mineen that if they can be part of that, and let us stand together in order to commemorate the martyrdom of symbol of justice in this world. And that is also a day that we can demonstrate our stand for the justice, our stand against the injustice that has taken place in the history. When we look at the world today, brothers and sisters, in this really peaceful month, and a month of worship, a month of fasting, we can see there are countries that are completely bleeding and their whole map is full of the blood. One of the experiences that you and I, we both have, that whenever any problem occurs in any part of the world, then we see Israel takes benefits of that. If there is a problem in Afghanistan, then they are going to start attacking on the Palestinians. If there is a problem in Syria, then this cancer of the world is going to take benefit of that. And whenever we see that if there is problem today in Iraq, that it has started its full-scale attack on the innocent people of Palestine. And it's really unfortunate that after this full attack and full-scale attack, nobody speaks about that. Everybody is quiet. You know, we call something as UNO. I don't call it UNO. You have to call it USO. It's not UNO anymore because it's not a United Nations organization, but it's a United States organization at the moment. Or it's United for the Western countries. in the benefits of the Western countries rather than it speaks about the whole world. They are completely quiet, silent. Whatever is happening in Iraq, happening, no problem. Whatever it goes on in Palestine, they are completely quiet. And the big problem that I can see, that is Islamic countries and Muslim countries, so-called Muslims, they are also quiet. They don't speak about that. It seems that they are all Zionist countries. So there are Zionists in the Muslims as well, not on, only in the rest of the religion, but in Muslims also there are Muslim Zionists, those who actually follow the path of Zionism, and they do not feel the problems of this world, and especially our people in Palestine. Today it's our responsibility, in whatever capacity we can, we need to take stand against this suppression that is taking place. And especially our youth, they can play a greater role through their media, social media, taking social media in your hands. And if you see that there are atrocities that they like to cover them, CNN and rest of the media, they try to cover all these atrocities that are taking place, that hundreds of people, they are being killed. You can spread this message. Let us be volunteer for that, that if we spread those news through these social media rather than sending messages that have no meaning and meaningless messages, why don't we use that standing for the people, those who are suppressed people? We can use that in this holy month of Ramadan. Let us be committed that if we receive any news from the authentic source, not from anywhere, so we should be really careful that we should not take news from anywhere, but from the authentic sources. If we receive the news, we need to spread that, that we can be media. We can use as ourselves as a media, not only depending on what it is outside, and compare the news, give analysis on the news, that you can understand the situation and you can realize what is happening outside. When we look at Iraq, brothers and sisters, we can see very sad picture in Iraq. That there are people, those who call themselves as politicians, but they are not. You know, today there are names, Talibani and Barzani. Can you call them politician? That at the same time, the country is in the situation of destroying and dividing, and they are speaking about division of their part. They are speaking about Kurdistan. Can you just imagine that they are politician? They are people, those who take benefit of the situation. They don't know about the politics. At this time, their responsibility was to be united, stand together in order to protect their country, but they are speaking that we would like to have Kurdistan. So it's like when a house, it's been attacked, everybody starts saying, this is my room and that is your room, so let us divide the rooms. This is how these Talibani and Barzanis are speaking today. And supporting that, of course, Israel has said that we would like to have Kurdistan, and we would like to gave all the resources that Kurdistan can be established, so that we can understand that behind all these problems there is Israel. One of the things that I wanted to speak today, although the time is already past, that declaration of Islamic State by these terrorists. What is the plot behind that? Since Islamic government has established in Iran, brothers and sisters, imperialists, they were trying to have an establishment that can be completely against Islamic Republic with so-called Islamic State. So they were struggling for that. They started from Afghanistan, then they went to Pakistan, then now they started in Syria, again they are starting in the Iraq. It's because they want to have an Islamic State that can also speak against Islamic State.
That is the plot. But how unfortunate is that, brothers and sisters, that in a country where we have marjaiya, where we have knowledgeable people, where we have Shias that are 65%, they are not speaking for Islamic State, but these terrorists, they have realized there is a need for Islamic State. This is really unfortunate. That if enemies today, they are realizing that we need to have Islamic State, even with the name, why we are not realizing that we need to have Islamic State? They are using our place, they are using our country to stand for Islamic State, printing the currency, sending the currency, and making their rules in this country. Let us reopen our eyes that we need to also have establishment that can strengthen our community and make our community stronger, that we can reach to the final days and we can reach to the final establishment of the world, that is establishment of Imam Zaman Ajrallahu Farajahu Sharif. So somebody said takbir but no reply. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And one of the things that leader has given hope, and we hope that inshallah Iraqi people, they have this capability that they can resolve their problem, and they will be able to throw takfiris from their country, and they will be able to save this country inshallah. He has given this hope, and we are hopeful that inshallah soon future of Iraq is going to be peaceful and with establishment inshallah. And we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give peace to this country. I ask Allah for the hastened reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadina bayna yadayhi. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna وعافنا وعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.